Hey guys, welcome back to Sel and Allie at 3 a.m.
Yes, hello world.
I just want to apologize and you can hear me wheezing on this end, just because I cannot find my puffer and we are in the middle of a pandemic and they've cut down on the puffer supplies.
So now my doctor,
really? My doctor was like, excuse me, we just gave you one.
Yeah, I got mine last week.
Well, I'm dying, so I'm going to have to make a couple phone calls.
Oh, yeah, calling in the big guns.
If only you were here, Sal.
Well, we can just go live in Solstice.
Oh, fuck. Man. Back at school, I used to use Sal's puffer all the time.
Yeah.
Because I just never brought it with me, even though I have severely worse asthma than Sal.
Yeah.
But it's chill.
Fine. We were always together.
Well, on the last podcast, we said we wanted to talk about Big Brother because we could honestly talk about it for hours. But I think we have a couple things we need to say before. Or at least Sel has a couple things to say before.
If you invented decaf coffee, I would just like to know what the purpose is, because people drink coffee for the main reason of, hey, I'm exhausted and caffeine is good. Like, no one's gonna be like, oh, I wanna smoke weed but not get high. Like, no. Well,
okay, to argue with your point, what if people just like the taste of coffee? It's like having mocha flavored ice cream. Like, it's, you just like the flavor.
Then have coffee flavored ice cream.
No, but what if you want the coffee like a beverage? Like, you just want a warm drink.
Hold off till you're exhausted and then have one.
I don't understand where the hostility is coming from.
I don't know. I got really mad when I saw someone order it on Netflix.
Was it just because it was a Karen?
Well, she's not even a Karen usually. She just was acting like one.
What show was it?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I watched like half an episode and then I called it quits. It wasn't my show.
Oh, it's good. I like it.
I've been watching a lot of Desperate Housewives. That's a good show.
Nice. I watched all the reality Netflix shows. I have nothing to do.
Yeah, that's how you know you've gotten to a low.
I know.
What else is on your list of things that went on in your life?
Okay, you know that trend on TikTok? That's like, hold on one second.
I honestly haven't gone on TikTok in a while.
Okay, so there's a trend where you ask your significant other, like, would you rather kiss me for $100 or the hottest girl, you know, for $700?
That sounds like a horrible idea,
but
okay.
And they're supposed to be like, the ideas are going to be like, oh my god, I get $800. Like, it's extremely, it's such a stupid trend, right?
Okay.
They're supposed to be like, oh my god, I get to kiss you and I get $800 if you both, like something really dumb like that.
Okay.
So then this girl did it on her boyfriend, who I'm not friends with anymore. I think you know who I'm talking about. And then he was like, check your bank account. And he sent her $800. He was like, treat yourself. And I was like, oh my god, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
$800 for a TikTok trend, that's ridiculous.
Yep.
But was it real, or was it just like...
No, yeah, he sent her $800.
I have no idea who you're talking about, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, so if you could kindly just text me. Oh, another thing that I think all of our friends are breaking up. And it's just really confusing. Because a lot of these people who were dating started their relationships in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, they broke up?
Who? What? That's who sent the money.
To who? Am I slow? Wait.
They didn't break up.
Oh. Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Why? Where does he have that money from? From his business?
No. He's getting a lot of insurance money.
Oh. Seems like an unwise way to spend your insurance money.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, yes, a lot of our friends are breaking up because we're dating in high school.
And it really makes me feel like high school's over right now.
I know.
And honestly, yeah. I feel like kind of old now, but I don't know. But also the other thing is one specific person who broke up with his girlfriend just hasn't told me yet.
Yeah.
But all of Etobicoke knows because one of his friends kind of just slipped and told a couple people. And also he's on Tinder. So
everyone.
But I've also been friends with him since like for a very long time. Like we've known each other since JK. Tell me, use your words. I'm not even upset. I'm just like one, kind of confused, and two, it's almost like a game to me at this point. Like, when will he tell me? I went on a 2-hour long walk with him where we bounced around the idea, and I think it was just him trying to figure out if I knew and me trying to get him to say something, and it just ended up being awkward.
Opportunity to bring it up and you
Yeah, I know. It's fine. It's fine. He was like, I was talking about how one of my friends just like really wants a girlfriend. And he was like, oh, well, it's really not the time right now. And we looked at each other and I didn't know if that was my in. And I think he was trying to figure out if I knew.
Well,
I also don't want to talk about it if he doesn't want to talk about it.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. Maybe just use your fucking words and say, hey, me and blank broke up. But now I'm kind of upset because I didn't know the last time I saw her was going to be the last time I ever saw her. I mean, I'm probably going to see her again, but like, then it's going to be a little awkward.
Oh.
Like, it's not going to be like a fun, it's going to be like a, oh.
It's gonna be like, hey.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk to you or not.
Like, they're on, like, extremely good terms, so...
I'm sure they're on good terms, but I can't, like, go up to her and have, like, talking points, you know what I mean? Like, it's... I don't know, it's just... It's fine. She was a nice girl.
RIP.
Well, hey. I think you can. What do you mean?
Don't say RIP. She's still part of the family.
This is true. She lives really close to you, right?
Yeah, she does.
Well... Send her my regards. Actually, don't, because you shouldn't be seeing her anyways because we're under quarantine still and some people don't understand
that. Some people don't get it. I haven't seen my friends. I haven't hung out with anyone in so long and some people are just at each other's houses.
Okay.
Or like having sleepovers with their significant others. Or like just like in the car with each other. And
to be very
very mad.
I think that it's gone on for way longer than it should be, and it's just kind of annoying how they keep extending everything. It's not good for businesses. It's just not good as a whole. And like, I understand that when the weather gets nicer, it's going to be impossible to get people to stay in. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Like, I just kind of feel shitty because I've been staying in. Like, and I've been waiting for someone to give me the go-ahead, but other people are just kind of giving it to themselves. So it's weird thing where, like, as much as I'd love to go out, like, I can't say that I haven't gone on walks with people. You know what I mean? But I'm not,
literally haven't.
I'm not going on, like, I'm not having sleepovers with people. And I'm not, like, being around, like, 10 people at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you can only keep people in for so long. But at the same time, it's just like... Like, holy fuck, like, maybe don't post it on Instagram. Yeah.
Or TikTok.
Yeah, it just looks, it's a bad look. But. Yeah.
Like, at least have, like.
Like, is everywhere open in the U.S.?
No.
Okay, because every time I open up the Nelk Boys story, They're like in a different state and they're partying in that state.
Wait, what?
They were really? They were in Texas and now they're somewhere else. I don't know, but they keep meeting up with a bunch of people and I'm just really confused. Like,
the US is doing so much worse than Canada.
Well, they're partying all around the US. So
I think they're sending out a second stimulus check in the States.
Really?
They're planning on it.
Well, I know that Florida is open, is it not?
Yeah, but Florida's still doing bad. Like, the beaches are opening.
I mean, Florida's like, kind of a mess anyways, but
full of, like, people who are old.
So, isn't Florida filled with crazy people?
Yeah, and people who are elderly.
Seems like a bad mix.
There. Yeah. Yeah.
What's it like?
Miami.
What's it like living there?
I wouldn't know.
I thought you lived there, like, part-time.
Yeah, I have residence there, legally, but it's okay. The city I'm from is, like, really quiet, and there's no nightlife, but Miami's, like, an hour away, so.
Miami, where our Omegle friend lives.
Yes, William.
He seems to be doing really good. I think you got a girlfriend.
I know.
He seems really
he's
happy.
He's also a nurse, like, he's, like,
yeah, so maybe he's not doing very good. I don't know.
But, like really good for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I started working yesterday.
How was that?
Oh, my God. When the store's closed, it's so boring.
Oh, so you're just doing stuff while the store's closed?
It opens in 2 days, so it's fine.
I doubt there's going to be a lot of business, though, for a barbecue shop.
They've been doing, like, record-breaking sales this, like, past 2 months.
Literally how?
They've been doing a lot of stuff online. I don't know why. Business is so good. Like, this is their best year by far.
That's so confusing.
Yeah. Like, they used to do, like, $10,000-ish a day in, like, sales, which is pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to 100K.
In a day?
In a day.
Oh my God.
For one store.
Was there like a sale? Like, I don't.
No. Like, they've like really done well.
People have really been spending their CERB checks wisely, eh?
I guess also like people really want, like, you can't go out to eat.
Makes sense. So, yeah, but $100,000 versus $10,000, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Good
people,
for them.
Like, came today when it was closed and like wanted to buy stuff. I was like, bro, like,
that's actually wild.
Yeah,
I have a city job, like, I work at a pool, so I can't work, which is really great. So then I had to refer back to my old ways of making money. I had to do some weird odd gardening jobs. And
are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not joking. I did a gardening job for 3 hours and made $100. So, it's pretty good, but I'm going to try my best to ration out that money because I really hate gardening. No offense.
About, like, government money?
I don't want to spend that because I know I'm going to have to return a lot of it.
Why? You only have to if you make above a certain amount.
Well, once the pools are saying they're going to open in June, and I also want to work at school. So, like,
my parents really don't want me to work at school.
I really want to. I just like money too much.
I like to have a steady income, even if it's, like, not that much.
I just can't control my spending, so I need something coming in.
Yeah, I can't. I control mine better than you, but
you definitely control it better than me. Are you kidding me?
I also had way less to spend.
Yeah, blowing through $2,000 in a semester just isn't a great...
When we had a meal plan, like, you didn't spend it on food.
Yeah, holy fuck.
It all on things.
Do you remember the time I went out for dinner, I came back, and I told you guys I spent $60 on myself?
Yeah.
And then $20 on an Uber ride there.
Yeah. I remember.
Jesus Christ. It's fine. Maybe quarantine is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Because I've only bought...
I need to get out.
I've only bought a couple things.
I bought nothing.
I have Amazon Prime, so everything comes pretty fast.
My mom does.
Okay, well, I guess I have no excuses then. But yeah, I'm just also not very responsible with my things. Like, I'm on my third phone in 9 months. But I haven't been buying any of these phones, so, like, I've just been really lucky. Smart
financially.
It's fine. It's fine. But if I had to buy all these phones, then I'd be fucked.
Yeah, you would.
But I just want to say for the record, these weren't my fault.
Oh my god.
I swear, they weren't my fault. The first time, got stolen at the Jew frat. And then I got my Samsung for a while. And then I got the one that was given to me, the 8 that was given to me. And it had this tiny crack in the back. And then I didn't have a case on it for a while, which, like, I guess was a little bit my fault. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And then I bought myself an OtterBox because I was like, you know what? I need to be more responsible. I keep dropping it everywhere. And I always think that it's going to be the big crack, but it never is. And then I put the OtterBox on, dropped it on the first day it was on. It shattered to the point where, like, I could see, if I held it up to the light, I could see through the phone. I could see the light through the phone.
You should contact OtterBox.
Can they do anything about that?
Maybe.
Well, I have a new phone now, so it doesn't matter, so.
Yeah, but, like.
I don't know. We'll see. Anything else you want to rant about before we get into our Big Brother spiel?
Well, first of all, I'm going to our apartment this week again.
Okay.
Second of all, I would not consider myself a very angry person.
Okay.
And I also don't consider myself very, like, not protective, what's the word? Like, if it's mine, don't touch it, I guess.
Protective?
That's the word. Protective. However, if you are going to mess with my life, oh my god, I'm so mad.
What are you talking about now?
If you are going to call my boyfriend at 2:30 in the morning and say some weird things, and then refer to me as a dumb whore.
No, Sel, I think you should get into it because when you explained it to me, it really sounded some, like, Pretty Little Liar shit. Like, it sounded like A was calling Nick. And he was like, ooh, okay. I'm going to get you and your girlfriend.
No. I want to punch. I don't know who I want to punch, which is.
Well, we're going to find out in a couple days.
Yeah, the police are going to. Anyway, so they called. I'm so uncomfortable. I don't want to talk
to you. Why?
Because you know me.
Because it has the S-E-X word in it.
You say it.
Do you want me to explain that part?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm just, if you were going to call him and try and, you know.
Okay, they called and wanted to have phone sex with her boyfriend. And he was obviously very confused. And then they hung up on him and called Sel a whore. And then they called him back and was like, okay, like, let's just have phone sex. And they just kept trying to get him to get into it.
Yeah.
And it just, and they said that, what, like, his friend gave his number?
Gave them, which I think they already had it. So this morning he called the phone company and they said they couldn't help him. So he called the police. He's so mad. They called the police, so we'll see.
I feel like your boyfriend is the type of person to get very passionate over something, too. So I feel like he's really into whatever's going on, and he's not going to stop until he finds out.
Yeah.
And I just wish all this was happening in person, because I'd love to watch this happen.
I know.
But don't we have, like, one prime suspect?
Yeah.
Do you think it's her?
I can't imagine it being anyone else.
Well, it doesn't make sense to be anyone else.
Yeah, it does not make sense to be anyone else.
Plus, I feel like she would, like, joke about something like that, you know?
But it didn't sound like a joke.
What do you mean it didn't sound like, wasn't she also drunk?
Yes, and it just do not like it.
I mean, I wouldn't really like being called a dumb whore either.
That's not even the part I don't like.
Or someone trying to coerce my boyfriend into having phone sex with them. That would be bad too.
I don't like that.
But it's also just such a weird prank to pull.
It's so...
Like, I feel like you could, like, do a phone call and joke about anything else. But, I don't know. Kind of a weird idea, but also, like, a drunk mind would come up with that idea. So...
Yeah. There's just gotta be something else. Like, it's not just like, oh, haha.
Well, I'm trying to think of anyone else that would have done it, and I just can't think of anyone.
I can't.
Plus, didn't he say that there were people in the background?
Yes.
So it had to be her because she was with people.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, we will.
But that's so funny. But, like, not really. No, but, like, kind of spooky. It's not funny. But, like, kind of funny.
Bro.
I love that I thought it was Nicole. That was the person that came to my head. I was like, Nicole loves doing prank calls.
And then I explained the rest, and you were like, oh.
Yeah, never mind. I don't think she'd go that far. Plus, like, Nicole, I remember doing prank calls to, like, one specific person. Oh, my God. Well, she's not going to listen to the podcast. I'm just going to say it. Basically, she just kept wanting to prank call this guy that she was really into for a long time.
Yeah.
For, like, 2 years. And she kept trying to get us to prank call him. And we would, like, be like, no, Nicole, that's weird. And then we'd go do something else.
Sure. No, we were like, okay, we'll do it. What do you want us to do? And she'd be like, oh, my God, I don't know.
Well, no, I remember being like, no, Nicole, that's weird. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she'd bring it up again. And then we were finally like, okay.
She'd bring it up so casually. She'd bring it up, because you know what would be really funny?
Yeah, you know what would be really funny if we called him? And then when we finally did, she was like, okay, do it. And we'd be like, well, what do we say? And she'd be like, I don't know. Which is why I know she didn't do it, because...
Yeah.
She wouldn't be able to even think of an idea. Oh my God. Damn, I'm supposed to go on a walk with her.
When?
I don't know. I think Wednesday now. It's not that I don't want to. It's just like, I barely go outside anyways.
Yeah,
so it's like,
fuck, I really want to go outside. I'm so bored. I haven't seen any of my friends in so long.
We should do a walk with Emma.
Sure.
Emma goes out to Oakville to see Leo, so I'm sure.
Yeah, but, oh, fuck, I just...
I'm sure that she'd talk to us in person.
Like... I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, I would be too.
Also, not to mention, like, I love May. How can... This is my favorite month.
Why is it your favorite month?
It's the month when things start to get nicer.
I like February.
And, like, the cherry... I hate February.
It's my birthday.
Actually... Yeah, I know. I hate January.
Because it's cold.
Yes. It's so cold. And February isn't much warmer.
Not if you go to Florida.
But you know what? May is the best month. The cherry blossoms are out. The weather is nice. And usually people are going on walks.
Oh my God, I hate when you walks.
Walk.
Because what? Because it's a quarantine?
I want to go on a walk. Yes. Everyone's going on walks. I want to go on a walk.
I went on a bike ride with my dad.
I tried to go on a bike ride alone last week, and I couldn't breathe. And then my limbs started hurting.
Well, I also...
And then my heart started hurting.
Yeah. Shit, I'm glad you got a puffer.
No, I used it before, too.
Okay, then your lungs are just fucked, then.
Yeah, it's all the smoking.
Yeah, put the Juul down. It's funny because Sel literally, I've never seen her take a hit of a Juul in university.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
It's not her thing. But yeah, I got on a bike for the first time since the day before prom. Because I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but the day before prom, I went on this bike ride. And basically, I am not good at riding a bike. And I ate shit really, really bad because there was this huge hill that we went down. And like when I explain it, it sounds really stupid. But basically, I was trying to get up onto the curb, but I just missed. Mm-hmm. But the curb was also going downhill. So when I missed it by like an inch, I kind of just freaked out and like flipped, I guess.
Oh my God.
And then just started tumbling down the hill. And so, yeah, I had just gotten my nails done that day too. And my nails were like, I always get shellac and they were all chipped. And I had this huge scrape on my shoulder that I now have a scar from. No, I got them on my face too. So when I went to go get my prom makeup done the next day, they had to put makeup around it. And I had these two, it literally looked like I had just gotten back from like a HOKO game. And I had like two red lines on my cheeks. And yeah, I had to get my nails redone. And the ladies were like, this is why you should never get onto a bike. And I was like, okay, shit, I guess I won't anymore. And for like a year.
Have you seen the movie Mike and Dave Need Wedding Date? Mm-hmm. You're the sister the day before her wedding.
Oh God, yeah. Oh my God. Oh,
Zac Efron.
Great movie. Yes. Do you have a thing for Zac Efron? Because you've seen High School Musical an absurd amount of times.
When my cousin was here, we watched 10 Zac Efron movies in 3 days.
I didn't even know he was in that many movies.
A few other movies. Oh, he's in a lot more. We watched like Hairspray, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, all the High School Musicals, the Ted Bundy movie.
17 again?
No, she didn't want to watch that one. She just watched it.
17 again makes me feel really awkward when I watch it, because just knowing that it's like the dad, but he's in the teen's body and he's hitting on the mom, just makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't think of any more.
Zac Efron's really attractive.
He's not my type.
Yeah, your type is fat and ugly.
Yeah, I think it's so funny that our friend keeps trying to set me up with this guy that we went to high school with that like is a SoundCloud rapper and is really large. Just because I keep saying I like fat guys. I do like fat guys, but like this one would crush me. This one would actually hurt me. Like she's brought it up to me on more than one occasion.
She said it when we were like intoxicated. I was like, oh haha, that'd be so funny, but I was like obviously kidding. And then she was drinking the other day. She was like, so should I text him? And I was like, no.
Oh my God.
And she was like, no, it's for Allie. And I was like,
she's texted me like twice about it, and she's talked to me in person about it too. But she's always fried, so I always think she's kidding. But she's just said it so many times, and I'm like,
cannot tell.
Now I think I'm in danger.
I don't think she's kidding.
Because he's friends with all the Kappa Sig guys. And one day he's going to be at school.
No, he lives in LA.
Yeah, but I feel like one day.
Oh, he has been. He's been.
I literally just got chills. Like, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Don't worry. A lot of things are going to be online anyway.
Thank God. Oh my God, that's so scary. Like, I actually, like, he's large and, like, I'm pretty sure a lot taller than I am, too.
Yeah.
Like, he could do a somersault and just pancake me. Jesus.
Yeah, he scares me a little bit.
Oh my God. I haven't even listened to his music.
I listened to one song.
Is it good?
Like 2 years ago, I listened to one song. It was okay.
Oh my God. Did you see the TikTok I sent you? That was like at Toronto Man's, and it was SoundCloud doesn't have to be your way out. You can be an orthodontist.
Yeah. I love Toronto Man's.
I just think it's funny that we can name three people off the top of our head.
From our high school.
Yeah, that are SoundCloud rappers. And we live in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, we do.
Like,
that's so sad.
I don't know. Like, I'm pretty, whatever. I'm not one to judge or whatever. Do what you want to do. I have questionable career ambitions as well. I'd really love to work for Barstool Sports one day. Okay. I would be so happy to work for Dave Portnoy. Have you seen his pizza reviews?
No.
Oh my god, I'll send some to you after. They literally make my day. And he has this fish that he got sent in the mail named Randolph. And every morning he does these videos where he's like, "Good morning, Randolph." And I'm pretty sure he's like, "Hi," every single video. Like, you can't.
It's like our friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just can't convince me that this guy's not on coke in every single video. Like, it's just too good.
I know someone like that.
I think we all know someone like that. Anyways, Big Brother. Are you ready to get into it?
Sure.
Well, you did audition, and I think we talked about it.
We sent in an audition video for Big Brother Canada. They did not like me.
I just... apparently. But I know I'm not going to get in the first few times I audition, but I also don't want to start being on the show until I'm older because I feel like they don't take you seriously.
Well, I would have been the youngest person allowed.
That's true.
Which is very annoying.
I think the youngest person that was ever on the show was Paige. She was 18 when she went in, I'm pretty sure. Or 19?
Who is Paige?
She literally got evicted first. So, like, you probably... I don't know if you would know her. I think she was on with the brothers, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, she's on the Canadian Big Brother.
Oh.
But also, like, maybe she wasn't with the brothers. I don't really remember what season she was on. I just remember seeing her and being like, wow, she's young. She was like a hunter. That was her persona.
Look it up.
If you went on Big Brother, what do you think they would, like, what would your stereotype be? Because you know how they always have, like, the pretty girl, the jock, the nerd.
Oh my god, I'd be all three.
Oh my god. Wow. I feel like they'd make me like the camp counselor, know-it-all.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I'd be personified as.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, she was only on for like a week, so.
I'd be so much better than that. I feel like I'd be... like, I don't know.
You know how they always, like, make the, like, kooky person, like, that's a little crazy? And they're kind of just, like, bouncing off the walls in their intro? I feel like that'd be you. You're just kind of, like, the wild card. You'd be, like, the wild card super fan. That's what you'd be. Do you have a favorite player?
Dan.
Yeah? That was quick.
Yeah, I love
him. What about him did you like?
He's so good at talking.
Did you like him?
He's great social.
Did you like him better on his first season where he played more honestly or the second season where he did the funeral?
Second.
You liked when he played dirty?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was great.
That was just so crazy to me to watch as a kid.
I know. When Danielle was crying, I was like, hey, like,
shut
up. Like,
well,
like, be a man.
All of it just kind of, like, didn't seem that crazy to me until he brought Frank up to the HOH room.
Mm-hmm. And then Jen.
Why don't you give a rundown of what exactly happened with Dan's funeral for people who don't know?
Dan Giesling.
Mm-hmm.
All-star.
Who's a high school teacher.
Looked like he was out of the game. After the veto competition, looked like he was out of the game. He had a punishment, which means he had to go into a room called solitary confinement and be alone for, I think it was like 4 hours or something. So he was there. He was thinking, how can I get myself out of this? So then he gets out of solitary confinement and plans what he calls Dan's funeral. He puts on all black and takes all the house guests into the living room and says, look, guys, I know I'm going out. I just wanted to say some things about all of you. I mentioned, like, talks to everyone pretty, like, generic things. And then gets to his, like, best friend in the house and says, look, you know what you did. You will never be able to regain my trust. Like, kind of, like, stabbing her. Like, she obviously didn't do anything. He just wanted to make her cry. so he could use her emotions to his advantage. After that, he takes the HOH and the Vito
Who's Hunter, who are he's aligned. Been beefing with this guy for the entire season.
Yeah. Yeah. And he convinced, I don't remember what he says exactly, but he convinces them to save
him. He basically says, like, because he's in power, and Gen City won the veto. Mm-hmm. And, okay, basically what's important to note about this season was it was an all-star coaches season, and every all-star had to pick players to be on their team, sort of. And if the person on their team made it to the the finals, I think, they, like, also won additional money.
They win something, yeah.
And so Danielle, the person who was on the block with him, was the person who he was, like, who was on his team. Except she was the last one left, so he had to keep her. So basically, he took Frank up to the HOH room and explained to him, like, listen, like, this is my whole plan. This is, like, the... I think he, like, exposed the Quack Pack, which was an alliance that was going on. And he just, like, exposed everything that was happening in the house. And he was like, okay, I'm giving you all this information because I want to work with you. No one's going to expect it. And I want you to tell Jen who Frank was working with to take me off. Or no, to take Danielle off, because now everyone feels bad for her. And I want you to put, I think, I don't remember who they put up next to Dan. Or maybe they put, no, they took Dan, they took off Dan, and then Frank put Shane up.
And Shane, Danielle's number one.
Shane was Danielle's number one, and then they promised that Shane wouldn't go home. But then Shane went home. But I still think it's crazy that he didn't win that season.
He showed up. He was robbed. Ian took the votes.
To be fair, Ian played a great game. I just think that Dan is iconic.
Dan played a better game.
Yeah, I agree. I always really liked Amanda Zuckerman.
Oh my God, and McCray?
Yeah, which is like
I loved McCray.
Kind of controversial because that entire season was just so racist.
Oh my God, Aaron?
No, they all were. If you look at all the things, like Amanda.
Jeremy.
Well, Amanda was like on the actual show that they broadcasted. They made it out like she was like trying to warn everyone. But if you watch the things, like she was incredibly racist as well. And so, like literally nobody was really innocent except for like Candace.
And Helen.
And Howard. Literally the minorities.
Oh, Howard.
Like, but everyone else was just, like, so
Alyssa
ridiculous.
Alyssa didn't say anything racist. She was more, like, turned... A lot of her stuff was defensive.
I think Alyssa was just kind of, slow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she's incredibly smart and all the people in the house were just kind of whack. I don't know, but they just didn't portray her very well. But I remember loving Amanda so much. I, like, saw, you know, when they do, like, the, like, highlights for all the players on YouTube and they're, like, 5 hours long.
Yeah.
I remember watching hers all the time and her intro I memorized when I was younger. It was, I'm a luxury realtor in sunny South Florida. I'm going to be on Big Brother. And I was like, oh, my God, that's going to be me.
Yeah, her and McCray aren't together anymore.
Yeah, I've realized. Did you know that Amanda tried out to be on The Bachelor?
Really? Yeah. Oh my God, they should have taken it.
Well,
like, after Big Brother?
No, before Big Brother. I think she's always wanted to be on reality TV.
I want to be on reality.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
My brother and I want to do The Amazing Race.
You guys would be so funny.
Yeah, he's auditioning for Survivor.
I don't think I could ever do Survivor.
You literally have to be 16.
To do Survivor?
Yeah.
What the hell? They put you out in the woods, don't they?
An island.
Okay, same shit.
They put you in an island for 36 days. Which isn't that long.
That's not too bad. I just don't think I could do it for that long. Like, I like camping and stuff, but I can't. I don't know. The things that they do just seem a little crazy.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be able to. I'm afraid of bugs. And stuff. But, like, this season of Survivor, if anyone watched it, was amazing.
Really?
Because it was, like, a lot of it, like, there's been, like, 40 seasons, so they took 26 winners.
Okay.
And had them all against each other. And, like, kind of the Dan of Survivor won.
Huh.
Tony.
Survivor kind of just reminds me of Total Drama Island.
Oh, my God.
Did I tell you?
Oh, my God.
Our, like, friend, who we kept calling a whore, told me that I was Courtney. Wait. I think Courtney is the one that's, like, oh, my.
Wait, which friend?
The one who made us cookies when he didn't walk to class with us. Yeah, he was telling me that I'm, like, Courtney. He, like, kept sending me videos of the girl being, like, I know everything because I was a CIT.
Yeah, you are her.
Yeah, maybe. I'm trying to think of any other Big Brother players that I really liked. I always knew Derek was going to win that season. It didn't seem logical that he wouldn't win.
Yeah, I like Johnny Mack. But Derek's season was good. Everyone in that season was
good. The cast was really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, Zach was amazing on that season.
Caleb went from Big Brother to Survivor.
Beast Mode Cowboy?
Yeah, he played... I think he played Big Brother first.
Yeah, he did.
And then he was,
you know who I loved? Yeah. I think he was on that season. Yeah. Donnie?
I loved him! He was so cute.
Yeah, and he would, like, cry because, like, he didn't get along with anyone, but he'd be fine with it.
And wasn't he, like... Everyone got his, like, ex.
Yeah, but he was really just, like, a lawnmower, wasn't he?
The farmer. Yeah.
Aw. He was so cute. And then Nicole went on another season and ended up winning, right? Yeah. Honestly, I think that was the last season that I watched of American Big Brother.
Oh, my God.
I watched. No. Because on that same season, Paul was on that season, too, right?
Yes, Paul Abramian. He came in second 2 seasons in a row.
I think he was robbed both times, honestly.
I think so, too.
Because I think that...
I don't even remember who won season 18.
I think his problem is that he's so aggressive that he has bad jury management. And so he totally could have won, but if he was just nicer to people...
Yeah.
He could have taken
friendship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wasn't that his thing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of...
And then you have Brendan and Rachel.
Brendan and Rachel.
Jeff and Jordan.
Would you rather be, like, Brendan and Rachel or Jeff and Jordan?
Jeff and Jordan.
Brendan and Rachel.
I couldn't.
It was so funny.
I'm too...
Brendan!
I can't be... I'm not... Did you like her?
I have a chemistry degree. She's just so funny.
Floaters, grab a life vest, Kristen.
Oh my god. So didn't she say something about, like, someone trying to steal her man?
I don't remember.
Like, I just remember, like, on the exit interviews, like the goodbye tapes, all of Rachel's would just be like, I knew you were coming after Brennan. And it was just, oh my god, I love her and her stupid red hair.
Oh,
I'm trying to remember.
Her Big Brother icon. How did she win? Everyone hated her.
I think that's why they took her so far, because she was just such a huge target.
Dr. Will, too.
Okay, he was, like, crazy smart. The fact that, one, he did a fast to see who was the weakest in the house. Like, to see who would have, like, dropped out first, to see who was weak. And, like, also... making Chilltown was the most iconic alliance that there ever was on Big Brother. There was one season where these two other guys tried to imitate the Chilltown calls, and I hated it. They, like, did the... But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it sounds so familiar.
Because I remember seeing it and being like, this is so wrong.
Was it Ian?
No. It was, like, way after 16. It was, like, one of the newer ones.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know, but I just remember watching it and feeling gross. I was like, you shouldn't be doing this. But I like that both him and Mike Boogie won a season. That's really nice. And I'm pretty sure they have like a restaurant together now or something.
That's
so I know.
Funny. I love when players stay together, like Aika and
Dimitri. Aika and Dimitri, they have a YouTube channel now and they're just so iconic. I love Aika's Aika. Always at the Eaton Center. The
queen.
Yeah, really? She's always. She's.
What about STC? Well,
ew, stop. During the summer, at least, she kept posting things of her, like, promoting shit at the Eaton Center. And she was like, come see me. And she was there, like, every week.
Can we
well, if
can
it we opens, go? Yeah, we can go.
Yay.
Mm. She was cool, though. The iconic letter shredding. Oh my god. And when when I started to like her though was when she was on like the All-Star season kind of and her and Netta were beefing and she was like, Netta, I promise you were going home, and then she went home. I was like, holy shit. Oh my god, Netta's so cool. Or no, not Netta.
I like Netta.
I like Netta on the first season that she was there. I think the second season was just kind of unfortunate because Canada gave her that power and she left as soon as it was up.
Yeah. But John, I think Aika deserved it over John in her first season.
John.
No, Aika.
Netta?
Netta.
But also, if I was John, like, that's what I would be doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Did he end up winning?
He got rid of her. Yeah, he did. Like, he played it right.
I'm trying to remember. I remember watching Kelsey. Do you remember her on Canadian Big Brother? She was dating firefighter. Yeah. I just think it's so crazy because she was with whoever that, like, curly-haired firefighter guy was throughout the season, and they were in a big showmance, and that was a huge target on her back. And then as soon as the show ended, she started dating one of the brothers. But now one of the brothers is, like, dating someone else now, so I don't know. I just saw him on my TikTok.
Yeah, the past brothers. I liked them.
I liked them, but the fact that they never went up and they were a duo was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was actually the wildest shit that nobody ever came after them. You know who I loved on that season? Nikki.
Oh my god, yes.
Nikki is just me all the time.
The Australian Tim. Guy, too. Yes, Tim.
Yeah. Ugh, but Nikki was just so funny. You know, she would just throw tantrums, and she was fully, like, a 30-year-old woman. Like, if that's not me as an adult, I don't know what is. That's true. But then Tim, I'm pretty sure, won his season of Big Brother, like, in Australia, right?
I have no clue. Sounds right.
But I was watching his YouTube videos one day, and he was just showing his bra collection. So he's still the same person.
Oh, that's so cute.
Cassandra on Canadian Big Brother was cool, too.
She's a bad bitch.
I love that the only competition she ever won by her dad.
Her dad? Yeah. I went to her eviction episode in her second season.
Whoa. What the heck? I remember signing up to go to one, and I got a spot. I just, like, decided not to go because it was raining that day.
Yeah, it was raining the day I went.
Wow. Yep. I should have gone. Damn. I'm trying to think of who else.
No one will beat Godfrey.
I can't believe you met him. That's so ridiculous.
Okay. It was so weird because it was really dark outside. I don't know how I recognized him. Like, this man, like, okay, I don't want to sound
like, oh my god. You know,
but he really blended into the night.
Oh my god, okay. Okay.
So, like, and no, not to mention, I was, like, off my shit.
Right.
Like, could not think clearly. I was like, and he came up and started talking, and he didn't even sound like him. I was like, oh my god, are you Godfrey? And he's like, how did you know that?
Oh my god, you just got x-ray vision.
And I thought he was kidding. And I was like, no, you're not, you're lying. And he opens his, like, settings where you have your name on your phone. And then I was like, oh my god, you're Godfrey.
Oh my god.
That was great. Yeah. God, we make me the lady, please.
Oh my god. I want your blood on these hands. You awoke a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ugh.
I'm just looking up Big Brother on Instagram now to see who they're following so I can go down a list.
The Canada
the
one?
The American one. You know who I miss?
Who?
I didn't mean to say that. You know who I hate?
Who?
James. The, like, little guy who always, played pranks on everyone.
James.
He was, like, an Asian from the country.
Oh my god.
I didn't like him. He, like, bothered me so much.
I loved
there was
him.
One clip where he was, like, jumping out of closets to scare people. And if that was me in the house, I would just be so annoyed.
I get so mad. But he was
you know who I hated? Swaggy C.
Oh my god.
He was so annoying.
You know, he impregnated Bailey.
What?
I'm pretty sure, like, rumors going around that, like, they slept together in the house, she got pregnant, and that's why he proposed to her at the finale.
Well, I'm looking at her Instagram right now, and it doesn't appear that she's with child, so. Well, apparently he's an entrepreneur. He's a day trader.
Are they together?
Honestly, yeah. They deserve each other.
Yeah, they're both
really. Yeah, I agree.
TV Swaggy. He looks like a Toronto man in his, like. Oh my god.
Oh my god, speaking of Toronto mans. What was his name?
Wait. Who?
The one on the past season that got canceled.
Oh,
yeah.
Jamar.
I didn't even get a chance to, like, get into the season because it got canceled. I meant to, like, catch up on them, and they were like, okay, everyone has to go home.
Oh, he was great.
But he got kicked off, so I probably wouldn't have. Him and, like, what was that girl's name?
Kyle. Oh. Min Lee.
Oh, yeah. They were so interesting.
They were so odd. Yeah, interesting.
It would just be so, like, I remember watching clips of, like, them kissing while people were asleep, and then the people would wake up, and then she'd be like, you're so ugly. And it was just so confusing to watch. Like, I wonder if the show went on for longer and he stayed, if they would still, like, if they'd actually be a showmance, you know what I mean?
They were just so weird. They were, like, oh.
There is one guy on Canadian Big Brother. I didn't really watch the season, but I didn't like him because he reminded me of someone we went to school with. It was Adam Pike.
Oh my,
I'll text you. But basically, it was just this really.
Oh my god, am I thinking of the same person?
I don't know. Maybe. But it was this guy who was just really cocky.
Oh my god.
Is it the same guy? Doesn't he kind of remind you of him?
Oh my god, that's way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. When I saw him on TV, I was like, oh god, I can't watch this season because I don't like this person very much. Basically, it was just this guy who's like always did sports and always thought he was better than everyone.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. they also look a little similar and they act pretty similar. So
they do.
I was just really weirded out when I saw him on TV.
I liked Dane.
With no teeth. He deserved. Yeah, didn't he win?
Kind of reminded me of someone else.
Okay, yeah, he deserved to win. He had a good reason for winning. Yeah. You just.
Yeah.
I don't. Oh, you know who I liked? Damien. He was like the first First Nations guy on the show.
Oh, I liked him.
He was really
like
sweet.
Him.
I thought he was a nice guy.
He was very cool. Know who I liked? Emmett from season 1.
Okay, I didn't watch that far back into. Should I, like, go into it? Yeah.
Watch Godfrey season 3.
I think, Kayla was another person who reminded me of someone.
I don't like her, but yet she reminds me of someone. But I don't know who. Oh my god, who is it?
Do you see it?
Yeah.
This is so funny because, I'm just texting you and, like, anyone who hears it is just so in the dark. But all these people are, like, so similar, it's not even funny. Like, they kind of look similar. And they act a little similar, too.
I don't like it.
It's weird. I think it just means that we should be on the show weird. Because everyone...
We already know
pretty much. I think they've definitely done it before, but, like, wouldn't it be sick to be on a season where, like, you secretly know one person?
Yes. Who did it? It was only American.
It was, there was one season, like, a really long time ago, like, in Janelle's season, where everyone had someone that they knew. Like, she was... I don't remember if everyone knew, but I know that she, like, she was with one of her, like, ex-roommates. So it was, like, kind of, like, a weird connection between everyone.
On the last season of Big Brother USA, there was a connection, like, someone's... Tommy knew Chrissy's... Tommy's, like, member of his family's was one of the girl's exes.
Huh. That's, like, a really random connection, though.
Yeah.
It was so sick, the season with Dick and Danielle. That was crazy.
Yes.
For people who don't watch Big Brother, I'm sorry, this episode probably sucks. But it was basically a season where, a father-daughter duo went into the house, but they hadn't talked to each other in, like, 4 years or some crazy amount of time like that. And he walked in the house, and Danielle was so shocked. And then they just, like, it was literally just watching them repair their relationship on reality television.
Didn't they win?
I think Dick ended up winning.
Who won?
But they don't talk anymore.
What a nice name.
They don't talk anymore, which is so sad, because they got close on the show, and they just never talked again.
That
I know.
Sucks.
I just wanted them to have a happy ending. But it would be kind of sweet to see him, like, be like, hey, Danielle, did you have your vitamins today? And she'd be like, shut up. And then I'm pretty sure in that same season there was this girl named Jen who had, like, a shoelace for a brain.
It's ringing the bell.
And she just bothered Dick so much. And there was one time where that just, like, stands out to me where they were, like, fighting over Dick smoking cigarettes. And she's like, that's gross. And then she goes to try to grab it, and it burns her. And she's like, you burned me. And it was just this whole thing. And she, like, went to go hide, like, no, not even hide his cigarettes. Like, I think she, like, broke all of them and put them in the garbage. And it was just, like, a really explosive season, but it was a good one.
I'm trying to... Season 8.
That's what it was?
Maybe. That's what it says.
I'm really not sure when I started watching Big Brother, though. I know it was, like, pretty early.
I don't know either. Oh, it was season 8. I started watching, like, my parents, ever since I can remember, like, on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, my parents would get me out of bed at, like, 8:30. And then again at 9:30 on Wednesdays, because Survivor was also on, and be like, oh, come watch the competition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But...
I'm really trying to remember when I started watching, but I couldn't tell you the season.
Me neither. I saw the Clique episode with Jeff and Jordan, and I saw a bit of, I saw bits of season.
How do you feel about Celebrity Big Brother?
I saw, like, I watched in depth, like, the first season with one of my friends. It was okay. The players didn't really...
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, I feel like it's... As much as it's fun to watch celebrities on TV, like, you always do, and two, they don't actually care about being on Big Brother. Like, I remember there was a season where there was this basketball player that was on, and he didn't understand. Yeah, and he didn't understand how voting worked.
He didn't understand how to vote.
Yeah, so he was like, I vote for.
I vote Chuck. No, he said, I vote
Chuck. He wanted Chuck to stay, but it was actually a vote to evict.
He was like, I got you vote.
And it was so ridiculous. And then.
And then at the end, they were like, wait, who else voted? And then he's like, oh, I thought you voted.
Didn't he, like, want to go home, though? Like, he elected to go home and they all voted him out? Like, that's not how Big Brother works.
Yeah. He's like, I miss my wife.
Like, what the fuck? People give up so much to go on Big Brother. Like, I would fully defer a year if Big Brother was like,
oh,
hi, I want you on the show. I'd be like, okay, see you later, school.
Coming.
BRB. Yeah. Oh my god, I just really want to be on the show.
Could you defer a single semester?
I don't know, but we should probably look into it.
I think you can.
I think so. Why wouldn't you be able to?
You could do it.
And like, plus,
you can.
When does Big Brother officially end? Like, it ends before American Big Brother starts,
it ends,
right?
It ends, like, April or May.
I'm pretty sure American Big Brother starts in May. Like, the end of May, does it not?
American Big Brother
starts does it?
In June.
Okay, yeah. Well, summer school for online starts in May. So you would just miss a few weeks, but it's not a big deal. Assuming that you even get there.
Wait, where am I going?
On Big Brother to win.
Oh, right. Well, I wouldn't do summer school.
I would do summer school to make up some credits. I'm planning for Big Brother technically right now. I'm already doing credits. Three courses this summer.
Oh, if I went to Big Brother, yeah, I'd probably do some. I'm doing two courses this
summer.
Okay,
so we're already ahead of the game. We would only need to do...
Yeah, but I have to make up a credit because I dropped in Spanish.
I forgot you were even in that class.
Which is fine.
That feels like a fever dream. Like,
that was horrible.
You talking about it?
Yeah. Ugh. Worst decision I should have taken.
Are there any other Big Brother players that I'm not, like... I just can't think of any, like, off the top of my head right now, but, like...
Do you remember who spelled Kaltoru?
No.
In the competition? It was spelled so... She tried to spell calculator.
See, that's the problem. Like, I think these competitions are actually kind of hard. Like, one, I don't think I could ever do an endurance competition for, like, an hour... I don't think I could.
Well, if I was hanging on a wall.
I don't think I could do any of the mental ones.
The physical ones, I feel like.
The mental ones seem. Actually, I think I might be able to do the mental ones a little better, but I just think that, like, memorizing the exact days just seems crazy to me.
That's hard, but you have to keep.
But you can't. There's no paper.
You have to make do. Like, this season, people, like, take, like, things around the house and, like, put stuff in, like, under, like beds and stuff, and they, like you have to get you have to
that's
get
so crazy that you have no paper or pens or anything in the house, and you just have to, or, like, the competitions where they show you something, like a movie or something, you're supposed to memorize everything that happens in it, and then, like, literally half a day later, you have to go ahead and do the competition according to what happened in the video, but it's, like, very specific things, like, what was in the bottom left corner.
Which hand did this person
so crazy it?
I feel like the physical ones I could do, like, not endurance, like the ones that are like races.
I don't think I could do an endurance one. Maybe a race, but also if I was on the show, I don't think I'd be a competition beast by any means.
I don't think I'd
want to win any, because it's
really you're on the block and it's veto,
well, I don't intend to be on the block either. Well, okay, no, but the thing is, like, there's a bunch of people that, like, never really did anything competition-wise and still did pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just more a social game than it is, like, a physical game. Whereas I think in, like, Survivor, I feel like you have to be way more physically adept to do those kind of things.
Yeah, because you're living in that kind of environment.
Which is why I can't do that show, but I can do Big Brother, and I'm really, I just want to, like, wear a leotard around the house. I want to do those DRs.
Oh, yeah, me too. I want to be like, oh,
I want to do the goodbye tapes. I'm like, I'm so sad to see you go. I did everything that I could to keep you there.
Or, hey, girl, I really don't care that you're leaving. Just so you know, I had this alliance. I've been trying to get you out since day one.
See you at the finale. Oh my god.
Bye,
so
bitch.
Good. I also, like, watched the interviews.
I also,
what?
Like, I kind of want to go to jury. Yeah, like, the house looks so, like, it just looks like a really fun
I think if I was on the show, I would aim to, obviously, like, everyone wants to win, but my goal at the bare minimum would just to be in jury. Like, I just don't want to be the first person to go. And I don't want to go back home after being on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, imagine you give up a semester of university and then you're kicked out.
Yeah, that'd be so it'd be so dumb. Such a waste of time.
Yeah. You know what I could do so I don't have to defer a semester? I could just do American together.
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad you have a... You know, I really thought about getting an American citizenship just to be on the show.
Do you know how hard it is to get an American citizenship? Yeah,
but I want to go through it just to become...
No, like, you have to live there for 5 years.
Fine. Well, maybe I can.
Or you can marry an American citizen.
Interesting. Just saying. I know a couple Americans.
Oh my god, wait, I know one.
Interesting. The gears are turning right now. Oh my god. I don't like what you just texted me.
Sorry.
Ew, I'm like shaking. I haven't heard that name in so long. I haven't talked to him in a while. Whoops.
I'm on the street the other day.
I don't think he liked Big Brother, so I don't think we'd get along as a married couple.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm perfectly content being on Canadian Big Brother. I'm just worried because it got canceled already. So I don't know how much longer it's going to be around.
No.
I'm a little worried. Maybe I don't have a shot.
Me too.
Is it fine? Okay.
When I first started dating Nick, my mom was like, does he watch Big Brother?
Well, that's a fundamental question to ask.
Yeah, he doesn't. But, like, he watches it. So.
Well.
He watches it when I make him.
It's fine.
Well. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys. We're running out of shit to talk about, so hopefully something fun happens soon.
Bro, I'm so ready to see.
Me too. Maybe by the next podcast, we'll have more shit to say. By the next podcast, we'll also have an update on who prank called Sel's boyfriend.
Oh my god. I'm the police.